So welcome to our pre-show here for Friday. I got a really weird idea that I'm going to do. I'm going to do Ed Elcott has broken away briefly from Elcott, the Next Step, the church, because he's sick and tired of them. And the overlords have come over to our studio to try to reclaim Ed's soul, but he's being kept out because Bud Dickman is laughing. Apparently laughing directly into the faces of the overlords just neutralizes their power. Just going, ha, 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 ha. And they'll just go, woo, you know. So Elcott knows this. And Margaret's going to be his announcer. And I think we've got some Tonight Show music. You know, this is going to be kind of what it is. It's the Ed Elcott Show. Yeah. Thank you.
With Guy Gizzard, with great comedian Guy Gizzard. Bar fight referee Shorty Winston, and me, Margaret Gray.
Thank you very much, Margaret. Yeah. How's that for a hot, blistering solo there? Doc Severinsen on the band.
Well, your only fair use means you can only use...
I know it. Here's Henry Mintz. Henry Mancini's doing the Tonight Show thing. Well, I tell you, man, not a bad tune if people aren't talking over it. You know, listen, you can actually listen to that. It's listenable, you know. I find it very listenable, you know. Very tasteful. So that's my idea, and I'm sticking with it. Dig it? All right. I don't know. I mean, I hope it works, because it's pretty fucking late. We better think of something. No, I just got down here to the studio. I didn't just get down here. In fact, I've been here all night trying to think of shit to do, but I gotta text Jackie. Da 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 da. Oh man. Do I dare make another cup of coffee? Keith Relief is dedicated to alleviating the financial and emotional burdens of families and individuals suffering from medical crises or crisis. Keith Relief. He's a member of the National Hockey League. That's a very sweet thing to do. Where is that? This chick that's interviewing him on the NHL channel, if you guys watch the NHL Network, the blonde that does the interviewing of a lot of, blonde, because she's a blonde girl. The blonde reporter, the woman. There's a map behind her. What the fuck is that? Finland or some shit? What is that a map of? Scandinavia? Is she thrusting her Aryan-ness in our faces? Because she's worried about the encroachment of black players and the... I don't know, man. The National Hockey League's just getting darker. It's just getting darker. Brr. It's getting darker. Lung cancer? Don't mind if I do. Duncan and his foundation sponsor the transplant floor at Ronald McDonald House near Lurie Children's Hospital in downtown Chicago. Okay, so that's Lake Michigan behind him. Keith Duncan, is that his name? Or is it Duncan Keith? Yeah. You don't think it could go the other way, but... okay. Enough fucking around. This is just a run-up to it. This is a test.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, live from the El Pacifico, it's Ed, the Dr. Ed Elcott Show. I'm Margaret Gray, with Ed's special guest, Guy Grizzard. And the bar fight referee, Shorty Winston, to give us the lowdown on bar fight. Now, from the El Pacifico, here's Dr. Ed Elcott. As my voice goes, here's Dr. Ed Elcott.
Thank you, Margaret Gray. Thank you. All right.
Yes, Jeffy.
And with Bud Dickman doing something, I don't know what.
Now, what's going on, Bud?
I think it's the overlords.
Now, remember what I told you about the overlords. They can be kept out of normal civilian places like this studio by laughing directly in their faces. If you see them at the window...
Yeah, it looks like they're getting out of a hot rod. They're getting out of a car. It looks like it's a jacked up... It's a Dodge Challenger.
That's right. That's the overlords.
And they're wearing robes?
Yes. If you ever see five men together, you don't know which overlords they are, but they always come in a pack of five, and one or two may be female. They're always getting out of a Dodge Challenger with the big meats on the back.
Yeah, that's right. It's jacked up in the back.
All right, that's them. And,
Here they come now.
Now, remember what I told you, Dickman. Laugh directly in their faces.
Yeah, they're at the window.
It's all right.
How do you know? Do you know that this is safe, Ed?
It's fine, Margaret. See, what did I tell you?
Yeah, they've wandered away. They've wandered back to the car. Looks like they're sharing a pack of smokes.
Well, that's the overlords for you. They can't get lung cancer. They're past that. They're not yet at the overseer level. The overseer level.
See, the further you get away from the church, Ed, the more vulnerable and human you become.
I know that, Margaret. I'm well aware of it.
Now, we do have a call from Gloria Grover.
What?
Ed, please, don't do it, man. Don't throw away 21 great years with Ed, with the Elcott, the next step. Think of the family that's in... Think of Huebner.
I told you already, Gloria. I'm not abandoning the church. I'm just trying to get away from all of you people. I'm trying to get away from all you creeps.
Creeps? Okay, homeboy. There's no more of this sweet stuff for you.
I'll live.
What the fuck did you just say?
I don't want to be around all those queers.
Oh, my God.
So Ed's got to make a statement.
He's got to make a statement.
Gloria will call in. He'll bring in Guy Grizzar, Shorty Winston. And what is it? Is that someone laughing, man, or do you have mice? All right, man. Hi, I'm Phil Hendry, and welcome here to our pre-show. I think I've already said that. This is the third 4th of July on Saturday, huh? How about that? 4th of July falls actually on a weekend, and you can go out, and you can light fireworks, and you can act like an asshole. Yeah, right.
Yeah, Mr. Henry. Well, it's 4th of July, as you know, and that means people are going to be out lighting fireworks. We want people to enjoy themselves, but remember that fireworks, for the most part, are illegal. And, you know, I can't do nothing about it. You know, a lot of times but if you light it off in front of us, that's total disrespect. It's like I'm driving down the street, you know.
Now, are you a cop yet?
No, I'm not. What do you think, a cop yet, you know?
Well, how long is it going to take, Dave?
I'm doing the best I can. But right now, I do ride-alongs and stuff.
Uh-huh. I think that's better.
Oh, God.
Testing 1, 2, 3.